after a year, she died. During that year, I was active in Texas.
Here?
No.
Or there?
Yeah. Which was in about the prisons. And children, that is my oldest daughter, Susan, came to school. And I became admired of Alphas as every female, age 4 or 4. I finally ended up meeting her, marrying a daughter, and my wife, who while in Washington, with the school workers. I was with the Wage Stabilization Board as a representative within the CIA. And I was the executive director of the housing committee. I started looking for a return to Pittsburgh. During my illness, about 11 years, I came to Washington to live. We were very fond of each other. My wife was going back to Pittsburgh. Not too long thereafter, now I can know it, years, I still remembered the last time I had gone out to the dinner with my cousin's house. There were three couples, and I remembered the gal who wasn't my cousin, who wasn't my wife, and who grew up. After half a burger, brunch on Sunday, I would be down every Sunday for lunch. I made a quick survey of the situation. I told them that the cost of the food was pretty easy. Unemphatic about these kinds of things. The food was returning nothing.
Was Edna living in Pittsburgh then? Uh-huh. In Washington. That was in Washington.
She had lived there many years.
And her name was Edna?
No. Sweet. She had two boys and girls.
What are their names? Spell that to me.
Two boys or three boys?
Two
boys.
So I came back to Pittsburgh in December that year. Thank you. first the interrupted final sessions of the then current negotiations of the U.S. Steel Corporation won up. We need a fresh one in Shanghai Towers and take my kids to take lessons and study.
Now this was U.S. Steel Corporation. What kind of a meeting did you say?
This was a final meeting. Collective bargaining negotiations. I just visualized the amount of things. Meetings of between people. Yes.
And this meeting took place here in Pittsburgh?
Excuse myself, declared two others to some cigars at home. Went off to marry, and then was confronted with the problem. What do you do in that state? You're confronted with a meeting on time, or late or early. Either way, you're going to get the rats.
You were talking about you were married in 1954 in Rabbi Levinson's study.
We lived in East Liberty, Liberty Street.
What street?
Pemberton. And Edmund's mother was spending half of the time in Mississippi.
Is this where your wife originally was born?
Mississippi, Columbus, Mississippi. And half of her time with us. Which automatically meant that we came from this very shore. Mississippi, Germany, anything other than she gloried.
What was her name?
Edna. Lowe.
The mother, too?
The mother.
Mother. The mother's name is Edna.
We were born Jews. My name is Edna Lowe, and my wife's name.
So then you moved, you had these five children.
Yeah.
How old were her?
Mother-in-law.
And how old were your children at this point?
My youngest was,
here in Pittsburgh.
And that sort of an adjustment for the children run smoothly?
It runs about as smoothly as anything. Jewish children. All over precocious. And then we, after a few years,
Did she study after she was married, or is she already a lawyer?
She was. Mm-hmm.
But she...
She was a classmate. Not Duke King. Mm-hmm.
Duke Law School.
Practice law primarily, but it was quite late.
When did she become a member of Pennsylvania Bar?
Well, in the late 50s. And she was with Al Willis.
Can't tell you what? Al Willis, right?
And so they broke up. And she went there because Al was dead.
We didn't get into anything about your family life with your the children and vacations and recreation. Did you have much time
no.
to spend with
no,
all
I never
these
had
children?
Any time. I was always very busy. And the day after we got married, these two boys go to camp in Virginia. Daughter go to camp in West Virginia. She and another daughter go to Mississippi for my wife's sister's daughter's wedding. She was the flower girl.
Mm-hmm.
I shipped my youngest up to Kensington. We went off to the wedding. We spent our honeymoon at a wedding. Never been to a Jewish wedding in Mississippi, you have not been. It's a Polish wedding in reverse. Instead of the folks getting married and everybody else celebrating for you, you celebrate for 10 days prior to the wedding. At the point at which the bride and groom get married, it doesn't matter anymore. It's thoroughly exhausting. Literally, three social events every day.
What kind of service?
Breakfast.
This is an Orthodox
reform,
very reform.
I never heard of it. Mm-hmm.
This was in Columbus, Mississippi.
This was in Vicksburg.
Vicksburg.
So then we came back and collected our children and took them on a field trip, which we survived.
The five children.
We had to a moderate extent the station first.
Where'd you go?
Oh, we went visiting everybody. We at first had a kind of a New York reception. The Wilmington prior to our wedding, this great reception. What was the hour? Then we went to New York. We hosted a reception of friends and relatives and old servants. Then we picked up our family. Traveled around. Her family and mine and friends. Meet everybody. And we were very welcome for an hour or two. The seven.
Did you?
So that was all we planned to do at that kind of thing. I think the next year or so we kind of made, I found out that was hard working. So then we started shipping kids to camp. They were happy and we were happy. By that time we had been on 3 nights. Some of the children were once in a while. We would show up there and please their parents. I'm sure we could always we could even get them somewhere to gather something. Involved major negotiations from sessions.
Okay. Where did you live at this time?
Chamberton. About 1962, I suppose. We decided to move our four-story mansion, our manageable establishment, moved to Squirrel Creek.
Where?
Next to the temple, so Forbes and Beacon.
Best Home.
Mm-hmm. No. Forbes and Beacon, that little Hungarian, Romanian thing.
What was that?
New light.
Forbes and Beacon, right.
Our lives, and I decided to build that monstrosity. But anyway, that house that Maury was in, built my back there. So we brought up our tribe there.
What street is that on?
It's on the person's house. By this time, we had kind of dropped out of Sinai. There'd been a brief period out of the border of Sinai. And we got married with children and no grandfathers and never three grandmothers. Four of them. Of course, it was 1 year they lost the wife's first husband, mother, my mom, died. The only grandmother I had was my first wife's mother, who was a son of a
She's still living.
Many years she was an active grandmother of all of our five children, except the kids. And she and Edna were much closer than she and me.
Do you have any hobbies besides work? Golf. Can you find time for that?
What do you find with the neighborhoods where you lived in Kensington and Hebbeton?
I had always been prejudiced against the Jewish neighborhood. I don't like the notion of ghettos, how well dressed they are. One of the reasons that I lived in peace locally was that there was a mixed neighborhood. By the time we moved to Squirrel Hill, one got older and tired of it. The two, most of our friends lived in Squirrel Hill. Number three, there was a house there that was appropriate for us. Number three, back to gave in with no agreement.
Where do you live now?
After our children left. Never left completely, they always wanted their own rooms in case they stopped in for twice a year. I got very disturbed by the fact that I traveled a good deal. Then there was a home. And after the Kennedy riots, or the King riots,
68.
Okay. I got increasingly uncomfortable. And then we started looking around. It took quite a period of time. It was about 62. No, maybe 68, maybe 70. 77. So now when I called them, first three-bedroom apartment that we saw in the district. Only because for some odd reason, Slant wanted me in the 99th place. Perhaps he was trying to indicate that I was in the
Do you enjoy apartment living?
I sure do.
You do?
Well, I wouldn't say I enjoy apartment. I enjoy that apartment in that house. We have the whole front of the house, no neighbors. But all the pluses and very few minuses.
Now, we know you've been active in other organizations. I know the American Jewish Committee, I know you've been active in.
From time to time, I've been on the board of the American Jewish Committee, moderate for that.
Did Arthur Goldberg get you interested in that?
Very difficult to know how I wing my way into various things. Who it was, who asked me, how I did it.
Well, besides AJC, what else do you actively do?
At the time, I was chairman of the local council of Histadrut.
Of what?
Histadrut.
H-I-S-T-R-A-D.
T-A-D-R-A-D. Way, way, way back is where I really got involved with Jewish. I suppose I was briefly on the Jewish Community Relations Council, briefly. Lillian was there. Never been active, except when kids were around.
But you're still a member.
And without fail, I'm there twice a year.
We'll have to get you there more.
Can you tell us about your health? You've relatively been in good health, and the health services in the community, have you ever had to
And as a child, for comparison purposes, were the health problems any different? Did you have
because I saw a doctor once or twice. But not till I came to this part of the country that I had a doctor.
Well, now, I
no,
think...
No, except for that restaurant in Chicago. I had repeated bouts of arthritis in the 40s and the 50s. And it just disappeared.
Very good. The children, they are all in some... profession or
you
activity?
My son Fred is a graduate of Pitt and the University of Michigan Law School. He's a member of the MA Bar. And he produces and acts and plays telephone.
And does not practice law?
Does not practice. He spent a year with the American Bar Association. He was facing the imminent threat of being very successful, so he feels. My son Mark is on a high honor graduate of Yale.
To teach or to study more? Computer expert and philosopher, is that what you're saying?
He's a philosophy major. Member of California Law. Computer expert way back. Then he worked with intelligence and sort of. I was a great friend of Dick Myers. I look back at all this. Nobody in this community ever understood it. Jim Rouse, who developed Columbia and Northwell Hall, and I were talking to a group of his guests. We were friends. Dick came over and interrupted the conversation with the host afterwards. We were talking about our kids who were going to apply to Yale. This was the day when the whole Ivy League schools. Everybody really went out to be able to call home. So I didn't know what time I wanted to do. But it was 3 months before it was up to those things. And Dick asked me what Mark and what my son was interested in. As a matter of fact, just asked him to think. Summer. What you want? Economics, finance, that's what you're good at. He's looking for good? Yeah. It's having to come soon. Well, so why don't you stop with some come into my office the next morning and I'll be got my photo and phone book. Talks to me and says, Mr. Byron, I'm going to Europe for a long stay. get them out of school.